This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In my house, I am the keeper of the schedule when it comes to baseball schedules and practices and then all the other stuff we have going on. It all has to filter through me.
You captain the ship.
I do. And so I keep like a legitimate old school calendar. It's in our kitchen so that Art can see it too. Usually Sunday night we discuss like, okay, here are the big things of the week. So it was a little thrown off this week when I'm sitting on the couch. I just started Love is Blind. I'm all curled up and in walks my husband's cousin.
He didn't tell you. He didn't put on the calendar.
And I was like, oh, hey, Alex, how are you? And he's like, you didn't know I was coming, did you? And I was like, not at all. But that's okay. Come on in, you know?
How mad were you? You're a very regimented person. You know this is your time to relax, put some sweats on, watch a new show. You don't get much time like that. And all of a sudden, you're completely thrown off guard.
Well, I immediately look at my husband. And I was like, well, it would have been nice to know. And he's like, I told you. You just don't listen to me. He tried to pull one of those. No. And I was like, no. You know how this works. You tell me. I put it on the calendar. Everybody knows. So, yeah, I was a little irritated.
Right now, it's not on the calendar. Sorry, honey.
And there are a lot of moving parts when you have a family of trying to keep everything straight. So I want to know, and I'm going to ask you guys, and I already know the answer, but I want to know, how do you keep your schedule straight within your house? I know you just don't keep one.
Yes. I'm by myself. I make my own schedule, and I make it every day. Like, I don't have a set plan.
And most of the time, you miss everything you're supposed to be at.
Not true. I'm getting better at that. I'm working on it. It's been work in progress, and I'm slowly progressing. Thank you very much.
All right. In your household, how do you keep your schedule straight? Are you the person everything has to go through? What are some hacks that you use?
Let's hear from you. 888-431-3764. Text or even better, give us a call. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Pro. Kelly runs a really tight ship in her household, and if that tight ship makes an unexpected left turn, there's trouble in town. And that's what happened with her husband when he unexpectedly brought his cousin over the other day while you're relaxing on the couch.
Well, it's just one of those, we have a schedule, and he knows, like, put it on the calendar, so we're all kind of aware of what's going on. There are so many things up in the air, and trying to keep a calendar together is like juggling. So I was a little irritated. Jessica in Ontario, do you have a way of keeping things organized for your schedule, or is it just you?
I keep things straight, of course, being the mom and wife. And I actually just downloaded this app that I made my husband download on his phone that has a calendar. So I said, here's everything we have for like through July planned. So you can't say you don't know about it because now you can look ahead and see what we have on the calendar.
Okay, girl, tell me your ways. What is the app?
Yeah.
It is called Time Tree.
Time Tree.
Kelly is writing it down as we speak. She's like, maybe this will get to my husband.
And we also have the Reminders app on the phones. And it's like a family app with my daughter. I mean, we set like basic reminders on that one, like grab your umbrella, dentist appointment on this day, you know, sports on this day. So with my daughter, I do the Reminders app.
I love that. You are so organized. And it looks like the apps are the way to go. 951 is suggesting another one. Says the app is called Cozy. It color coordinates for each person, different events on the calendar, and then you can link different family members on it as well, so everybody knows what's going on. But of course, there's always something like this morning. My son telling me, oh, by the way, I have a performance, and it's not on the calendar.
Yeah, I don't do any of this. This is all new to me. I can't give that much. The 951, though, says, my husband and I have a shared calendar on our iPhone. He adds his events, shares the family calendar, and I add my events and share. We both get alerts when something is added. No more of the I told you game.
And that's what my husband tried to tell me. He's like, I told you. You just weren't listening to me. No, you didn't.
He tried to put it back on you.
Yeah, this song is for him. He's the problem. How do you keep your schedule straight at your home? You can call or text us. 888-431-3764. Say I'll never My life is a circus, and I would like to think that I am the ringmaster, but most of the time it's just a juggling job. Like, it's
you got three
crazy.
Boys.
Yeah, I do. Between my husband and two kids, there's a lot going on, and trying to keep a schedule of, you know, my work, my husband's work, what's going on in Game Changer and Parents Square, there's a lot of moving parts. So I keep an old school calendar in the kitchen. We write everything down, or I thought we did, until this week when my husband walks in our back door and he has his cousin. He goes, oh, I forgot to tell you, Alex was coming over for dinner. Well, that'd be nice. Yeah, you did forget to tell me.
He got the look, didn't he?
Oh, he did.
He knew immediately. Then he started stumbling over his words and tried to deflect by blaming you.
It was a cold dinner, let me tell you, because I was in my sweats watching Love is Blind.
There's a lot of ruthless people like you, though, Kelly. Listen to this. Google Calendar app shows up in everyone's devices, including our Alexa frame in the kitchen. Everyone has their own color and a color for when it's the whole family activity. Then they write, if you don't add to it, that's on you. Oh. No more.
I do love all this color coding per person because I love that kind of stuff. I love the organization.
It's all too much for me.
714 says, we use the Family Wall app. Everyone can add events to it, and they're all color coded. Love that. But if it's not on the calendar, it's not going to happen.
The amount of people that are saying that too, they're like you. They're like, you got to put it on the calendar or you don't get rewarded. We don't get to do what you say.
And then there's the people, which this is kind of my husband's speed. Like the 714 says, I just listen to what my wife says.
That's cool. More like,
yeah, that's fine. You got to know your role. But if you're going to add something, add it to the calendar.
I would so be like that person if I was married. Whatever she says, I'll just go with the flow.
You know what's going to happen. This isn't just for my family life. I'm going to make you download one of these apps too, so you remember
what's
going on.
You are not doing that to me. We deal with enough. No.